And you know, we talk so much about technology and how it's changing the way we work. Well, get this. Humans are still vital for some things, like protecting our water supply. We're about to meet reservoir caretakers. As Colorado Public Radio's Grace Hood reports, some cities and counties employ these workers to live in remote locations and keep a human eye on the water supply.
Many people start their workday with a computer login screen. For Doug Billingsley, it begins with a snowmobile ride that feels like a bucking bronco.
This is where it gets fun.
Yep, that's us falling into a snowbank. But we recover and head into 30-mile-per-hour winds. This is a typical day for Billingsley. By snowmobile, snowshoe, or foot, he looks after about a half dozen northern Colorado reservoirs that feed the city of Greeley's water supply. He does it multiple times a week, and he's done the job for 2 decades. Today, Billingsley digs through snow at Barnes Meadow Reservoir to make sure the water levels are holding steady. Next, it's time to take a look at the nearby dam.
Do I see any bulges? Do I see any rises? Do I see any dips? Anything out of the ordinary, because I know what the dam's supposed to look like, summer and winter.
When it comes to dam safety, human eyes are still one of the best tools to recognize problems. That's according to Bill McCormick, dam safety chief for Colorado. Take, for example, earthen dams. Automated tools monitor water seepage. Small amounts are common. But if new seepage starts in another location, sensors can't catch that problem.
The caretaker can help see those things, they can determine the appropriate action, and they can prevent a small situation like that from ever becoming an emergency.
Today, water managers have a lot of automated tools to help out. Some, like the Bureau of Reclamation, can even operate dams remotely. But the need for a physical presence at reservoirs remains. Sometimes that's because the equipment is old.
It really takes a lot of experience and practice with each valve.
Michael Royce watches over Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, a key water source for the San Francisco Bay Area. Much of the equipment there is from the 20s and 30s when the reservoir was built inside Yosemite National Park.
That's one reason why I think a watershed keeper will always be here.
And it's not just technical know-how. Many caretakers say the job also requires diplomacy and people skills. Royce fields questions about the controversy surrounding Hetch Hetchy Reservoir. Some environmental groups want to remove the dam there. Colorado Reservoir caretaker Doug Billingsley checks water levels at a stream near Barnes Meadow Reservoir. For him, the job has become a calling. In order to watch over a reservoir he didn't evacuate during a significant 2012 wildfire. He stayed put during the 2013 floods to make sure the dams held steady for the city of Greeley, which they did.
They're trusting me to take care of the city's assets, and I'm up here enjoying life. I'm by myself 90% of the time. I'm out here in nature. I talk to myself, nobody judges me. It's great.
Billingsley's job may shift in the coming decades with technology, but many water managers believe the caretaker's role won't disappear completely. That's because some reservoirs are too remote. Also, the demand and importance of water is just too high for there not to be eyes on the ground to make sure water gets to those who need it. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood near Cameron Pass, Colorado.